with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the current bachelorette, Hannah Brown. Welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
So I like that we can say Hannah Brown now, not just Hannah B. With the other Hannah, right?
But people still call me Hannah B, so I appreciate you calling me by my name.
Hannah Brown.
Yeah, that's right.
At least at the moment, you're Hannah Brown, because you could be Hannah fill in the blank, right?
I guess that's possible.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Who'd you pick then?
All right, took a shot.
I know you're obviously a former beauty pageant queen. That's a very nice title to have right there.
Yeah.
And you also graduated with honors from the University of Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Yes. Now listen, that is a pretty impressive resume right there. So
yeah.
I would imagine that you probably have you've got beat down to kind of stay away. You would have a very easy time, with all due respect, getting a guy or dating. So what's your problem? What issues do you have?
I have problems. Let me go on the list. No, I think I didn't, you know how girls are little, when you're a little kid, you have those like elementary school boyfriends and girlfriends. Like I was not about that. Like I put myself in a position, I went to a school where y'all grew up together, as like untouchable almost in a way. I was just like, don't deal with you. And so then when I actually was like interested in dating, like no guys would actually ask me out.
Come on.
I'm serious.
I
was friends with everybody, but it was like, oh, she'll never say yes. And I'm like, actually I would if you would ask me. So that was the case during high school and college. I was in serious relationships the whole time.
Okay. So you were in serious relationships.
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
Two. Okay. And that took over your college career.
Yes.
Of boys. And it didn't, I mean, the last one obviously didn't work out. So,
yeah.
So you were open to doing The Bachelorette because it came at a time in your life when you didn't have anyone. You thought, why not?
Yeah. And I tried to go on a few dates after the serious relationship ended and it wasn't working out for me. Like great guys, not my guy. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to be the dog lady because I like dogs better than cats. Like,
see,
this is my life.
Another bonus on the resume right there.
I know, right? Yeah, I have two golden retrievers.
Okay.
So like fun, energetic dogs that are athletic. I'm thinking it would take my dogs to the park and still no guys.
Come on.
I know.
That sort of package deal.
Yeah.
All right. So we're 2 weeks into your season. How do you like watching yourself on TV? Is it weird?
Well, I'm used to it now because of like The Bachelor, and I felt like I was always doing crazy things on that show. So I had to just be fine with it. But it's really neat. Like, it's surreal that I have a whole series that's based on my life and like my experience. But ultimately, like it's exciting to watch it back for me. And sometimes I'm like shaking my head like, oh my gosh, Hannah, why did you say that or do that? But I have no filter and no restraints on whatever I want to do at that moment. I don't care. I'd be like, hey, camera guy, you probably want to see this because it's about to go down.
Now you're producing.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh,
I had many hats. I said, I'm an actress. I'm a reality TV show personality. I'm a producer. I'm a writer. I'm an editor. I took over. I'd be like, I think this is what you need to do. If I was doing this, producing this, we need to do this and this.
Oh,
and this.
Dang.
I would call up the editors and be like, hey, I really think that this is how this needs to go down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is my story.
Were they receptive to that?
They got a pen and paper out. They can play.
Okay.
They're handling.
A woman that knows what she wants. Ooh, you're gonna need a strong man to handle all that. I could like appreciate a person like that because then you become united. Some guys would be intimidated though. Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely.
Does your fiance think you're intimidating?
I was trying to think of something clever to say back to that, but I couldn't. My brain stopped working. I always say my brain goes to mush. Like sometimes it's activated, and then a lot of times it just goes to mush.
What did you think about Kelly Ripa throwing some shade on The Bachelor? And you went on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So what were your thoughts when you initially heard, and how was she with you when she saw you?
Okay, this is the thing. I have always said if I ever could do TV, like that was my ultimate dream, that I would be a mixture of Kelly Ripa and Ellen DeGeneres. So like
it's a pretty damn good mix.
Wouldn't that be an amazing mix? I think that's who I am. So, hello.
But, minus the liking girls part.
Yeah.
That's, minus the lesbian part. That, I'm going to cut that off.
That's why Kelly, you know. Kelly,
right. Go on, as you were. Kelly,
but I was so excited to go on the show. And, you know, there's everybody has different opinions of the show. I myself didn't really watch the show before I was casted. I had to, like, truly had to binge watch how The Bachelor and Bachelorette went. Like, of course, like in media, you know about The Bachelor. Like, I'd seen a few shows, like Living with My Roommates, but yeah. Not like, okay, this is how it goes. And I kind of thought it was a joke. So I got where she was coming from, but it was really great for me to be able to go on her show and give my point of view as someone who has been on the show as a contestant, now as a lead, and how it really has empowered me. So.
Well, and I thought it was very big of you to go
Thank
on.
You.
That was a very classy move. Yeah.
When you slapped her, I thought that was a little inappropriate.
Yeah. That was aggressive.
Yeah.
That was a bit aggressive. But and ironic that Kelly would say that, being that it's the same network. I'm sure this
Sims
didn't appreciate that. I know you can't tell us who, of course, but can you tell us if there's an engagement at the end or you need to keep it a surprise?
I'm happy.
You're happy.
That's what they all say.
They all say they're happy.
I'm happy to be back to a normal life. That's okay. Not still normal.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let me ask you this. If you had to do it all over again, would you do it?
Part of me is like, most of me is like, no. But then I seriously love everyone that it was, is a part of the show, and I'm going to miss being with them all the time. I'm not going to miss having a date every single day and talking to people 24/7 and being up till 4 a.m. and then having to do an interview after my date ends at 4 a.m. I'm going to not miss that.
You're
I'm going
miss
to miss
process.
Being around the people.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I love them so much. So I don't know. That's a hard one.
No, I think I knew. I think
there's
you
a lot of great.
That.
There's a lot of great things about it. There's a lot of things that are freaking hard. But it allowed me to grow so much.
During the first impressions, was there anyone who you immediately said, "I don't like you," in your own head? Like, did you say that?
I mean, there's some I was like, "Oh, dweeby," but sweet.
Was
but yeah,
Matt Donald one of them.
Okay, I am just like, I feel like I have to defend myself on this one because everybody's giving me shade.
Wait, why are they giving you shade about?
Because Matt Donald is sweet and he was a normal guy, like a normal one, because sometimes they're not normal.
Yeah.
But I remember I had literally said, if some guy comes out on a tractor, like, that's going to be my husband. So I was pumped when he came out on a tractor. I was like, oh, I think your tractor is sexy.
Then he started singing and you were like.
No, it wasn't even that. It was that I thought, oh my gosh, so this guy's like a farmer or something. Like he like actually has been on a tractor before. He had never been on a tractor before.
Right.
And I just was like, oh my God, what other lies am I going to find out from you? So
right. You but can't it be was, coming faking the funk from the beginning.
I know, because I'm a country girl, and so like don't pretend, don't be a
right.
poser.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Be a poser.
You gotta be transparent.
Nice guy, but
yeah,
he's
yeah
a
no
poser.
Shade there. I'm with you on how you felt. You were known as Hannah Beast on Colton's season. What's so beastly about you? And are you gonna beast out again this season?
Okay. So
okay.
I'm full of this. There's this whole thing about like, I always say I'm full of joy. Like I'm such a joyful person, like sweet. I'm not like, I am.
I like that.
I am.
You know what you like.
I also, I have rage. I have a rage tank right here.
That's fire. Nice.
Right here. There's a little rage tank.
Is it on empty right now? Is it on full?
It's pretty good right now. I'm good.
You topped off already.
But when it's full and it's spewing over.
Yeah.
Everybody better watch out. And that's like, I'm a beast because,
is that where the no filter comes in a lot?
Yeah. The filter, all emotion, rage.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like a woman with some fire.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lucky guy, this fiance of yours.
What's his name again?
I always say bless his heart.
Yeah.
I would say bless his heart. Like when I think they put it in the first one, I was like, whoever has to be with me, like, I'm so sorry. Cause they need to like, be like knees on the ground, like begging the father to help them out because they're going to need it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I would think you would be more attracted to like an older man because they might have, they'd have like the patience for you.
Honestly,
you know what I mean?
I always have been. I've always been attracted to older guys, even though I never like in my life dated somebody older than me. That's my same age.
What's the oldest? What's the oldest you ever dated?
Well, what did I date on the show? Probably 31.
31. Okay. On the show.
Yeah, but does that count? That's like
count.
Three things.
Like. Yeah. But I mean, no, my two serious boyfriends were like my same age.
They were your same age. Well, that's why they couldn't keep up. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Hannah Beast.
Okay.
Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Of course. Last movie you saw in theaters.
Oh, It might have been A Star Is Born. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, people don't go to the movies anymore.
I think we have to take this question off the list.
We have to take it off.
Because no one can answer it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
I just answered Zac Efron. I truly thought that I was going to marry him. Like, we were going to meet and I was going to marry him.
He's still single, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, but hey. You may not be. Yeah. We don't know.
Zach, my number is.
Oh, yeah, no. Right. Should dump that pool real quick.
Sorry.
Should be like this in the ring.
That After the Rose special could get really interesting.
Exactly. Ideal first date.
It would be doing something I'd never done before. Like if a guy just really went all out and was like, we're going to go rappelling or something. I'd be like, okay, sweet. Let's do it. Like, really?
I like it. Adventurous.
Adventurous, yeah.
Least favorite part of beauty pageants?
The idea that the trying to be, I don't know how to answer this, but trying to think.
I was going
to
say the not eating part.
No, you know.
That part's fine.
It's more like having three people's opinion on you kind of base your worthiness and not letting that
bother
affect you but
right.
It does.
Not letting the beast come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that.
And not letting the beast come out. Right, no, right. The beast, I struggle a lot in pageants for a while about like not getting defeated and I right. definitely would, but well,
it's so subjective. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Last one, go to late night snack.
Oh God, probably just some like junky candy that I keep on my bedside table because I'm that girl that reaches over and like,
damn.
What kind? Yeah. What kind?
M&M's down right on the
like peanut. Oh, last night, my late night snack was peanut M&M's.
See, I'm feeling Hannah Beast over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And with the peanut butter M&M's, I see you. Well, meanwhile, watch The Bachelorette Mondays on ABC. You can follow her on Instagram at Alabama Hannah.
Woof, woof.
Great handle. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Y'all are fun.
On with Mario Lopez.